Blog Talk Radio.
Pray for me. I'm afraid that I'm about to lose it all. Pray for me. I don't need gravity for tears to fall.
Direction with being able to put your hand up in the air and move it to the left and right, swipe and see different channels and open up different apps and everything like that. So we'll be doing all that up in the air with our hands and making signs and opening, going from door to door and transferring things. So I'm very skeptical about this metaverse, but although I want to see what is going to happen, I want to see what's going to happen. So I'm very curious about how this is going to fall into place, how it's going to fall into place. I mean, okay. So one moment. Can you hear me now? Okay, so seems like we got bad reception. Anyway, so the Megaverse is that. It's a reality, a virtual reality within itself. And what it does is, like, everything that we do on our phone, remember, everything that we do on our phone, they track everything that we do. So the Metaverse will do the same thing, track what you eat, where you shop, what you do. So this computer is going to remember everything that you does, and it's going to copy you, like almost like a carbon copy. And it'll be picking up things that you do and everything. And then you'll be able to, in this virtual reality, he's going to make it possible where it's like 3D. It's like you're in a movie. You're in a movie, your avatar, and you can move around and you can go different places. And so this is a false reality, which they're trying to get the masses to get this. Evidently, they feel like your reality isn't fun to you anymore, and they want to be able to control you to a certain point and maybe even dumb you down somewhat. But when I say dumb you down, because once they take you out of your natural reality and you go into the virtual reality, they're going to give you more choices and options in there, because that is really not real, but you'll be able to do things in there to make it feel real. So I say the 1% has went as far as saying they're either trying to get to the moon or they're trying to go into this virtual reality. They want to escape the natural habitat that they're in, because they just feel like they need something, I guess, a place to call their own, or places where the certain people, prominent people can come. So we're not sure exactly what this metaverse is, but I'm thinking that it cannot be good. It may be good for some people. I'm not trying to look at it in a negative light. I want to look at it in a positive light, because you can use it either way, for good or for bad. So when it first starts off, of course you got to draw the people and everything. So it's going to start off good, and everybody is going to enjoy it. And this will be the new toy for the adults, I'm sure, because you will be able to go into the metaverse and do anything you want to. You can kill somebody in there, and you won't go to jail, because it's not real. You'll be able to have sex in there. You'll be able to do anything you want to in that, in your virtual reality. Remember, they say you can add, block, delete, and add people in. If you block them out, there's no way that they can get in. They have to be invited. So they will be doing a whole lot of things in this virtual reality that they wouldn't be able to do in reality. You see what I'm saying? So they've gotten to the point where they want to be their own gods, their own masters of reality. And what they can't achieve in reality, they'll put it in the virtual reality, and you'll be able to achieve it over there. Say, for example, I'm just saying, I'm making this up, okay? Say in reality you are, like, not rich, but you are okay, or, you know, you're working. In reality, you can make yourself a millionaire, maybe a multimillionaire, and maybe they'll have coins that you'll be able to use to do things. Because this metaverse is about money. It's about metaverse versus Tesla. Tesla has solar. What else they got? They got cars. They got what else? He's working on a lot of things. Space. He's doing things, and he's making big moves that's getting noticed by the government and everybody. And his money is steady growing. So now the other people see this happening, the other big businesses, now they want to take on Tesla. They want to do like Tesla. They want to do like Megaverse. So now everybody is jumping on the bandwagon, and the names are beginning to change. Thing now is Infinity,
cosmic, meta. They're using all these futuristic names now in the business. You're going to see a lot of that changing too. So they are slowly changing things, and even the money now, they're talking about some NFT, and that's supposed to be just like crypto money, so you have to learn how that is. And that's totally different from a bank. The way they explain the NFT future money is going to be something like where everybody will watch everybody. So this has nothing to do with the bank. Everybody will watch everybody. If you have an account, you have an account up there. It will tell how much is in your account so people can see what you have in your account. You'll have your name, and they'll have your balance. Okay, then you go in there and you say Judy sent you a transaction or she wants some money from you or whatever off of your debit, pay the bill. You can pay from your money, the NFL coins. And what you'll do is whatever your balance is, they'll deduct that amount from your balance. But first, they're going to check your balance. Now, remember, this is not the bank. This is the people that sits on that site 24/7. And the people that sit on the site always watching are the people with the account. So they have to watch everybody's account to make sure when you want to do a transaction, you have enough money in your account. Well, this is not the bank. This is people watching people. So if I'm in there and I see your name and I know what your balance, I know what you got in your account. You see my name, you'll know what I got in my account. And then whenever you want to purchase something from this account, they will deduct the money from your account to make sure that you have what you say is in your account or the transaction will not go through. So that's the new NFT that they are talking about. And this also goes with Metaverse. So Metaverse is something that they want to get, I believe they want to get the public on, because this is something they want to use to distract us. They want to distract us from the things that's really coming down the pipeline later, because it's going to get darker. But in the meantime, they still have their own agenda and their own plans where they want to continue to make their money while they're making these major changes, and we're still dealing with the corona. And that they moved on from the corona, either they got the shot or ignoring it. A lot of elite people have ignored that shot. A lot of people don't know, but a lot of elite have, even up in the government, has received the shot, and they have their name on a list, I guess, for maybe something later. I'm not sure, but they got their name on a list, and they get to see a private doctor. I hear they get to see a private doctor, so that's between them and the private doctor, so their name go on some type of list. And anyway, but that's how that is working over there. But the Metaverse, it is something that we all need to pay attention to. I want to know, out of God's people, out of God's elite, how many of us have an opinion? Now I'm going to open up the floor and let anyone speak. What do you think about the Metaverse? I don't know if you heard about it, if you know how it operates, or did you listen to what Mark Zuckerberg said about his company? So what do you think about the Metaverse? Do you think the Metaverse is going to be something? I know I believe it's something that's going to lead into more things that's going to unfold in the Bible. It's the next step to unfolding more things coming to life in the Bible, this Metaverse. But anyway, what are your opinions and what have you heard about the Metaverse? Because it's a lot of people in the word, they're saying it's evil, it's written in the New Testament, and they're saying that we know this is not of God. We know this is the devil because he always duplicates whatever God does or either turn it upside down, but it's never how God has meant for it to be and never will be because he's not God. Amen. So I'm opening up the floor now. Does anyone have any information they would like to share with us? Because we can all learn together and grow together. Amen.
Amen. Amen. This Elder Prevost, yesterday in the Lord. And basically from what I've heard about the Metaverse, it's like you said, it's like a virtual reality world on one end, and then, and like you say, everything is connected, and it makes it easy for the government. To me, it makes it easier for the government to keep track of everybody and know what everybody's doing and where everybody's at. And it's another way to control everything we do. So I feel like it's a part of Bible prophecy coming to fulfillment, where they're basically trying to create their own world and be like, they all want to be like God and create their own world. So I feel like that's what they're trying to do, create their own world where you can, like you say, you can live your fantasies in this world. You can be whoever you want to be. It's almost like it makes you, it gives you the ability to sin against God and feel like you ain't did nothing wrong. So I feel like it's a bad thing, because once you begin to, like I noticed, like when I played video games, like some of the video games I played are violent. You shoot people, you kill them, and sometimes that spills over into reality. Kids are playing these games, just like the kids are playing these games. Like the army's even going as far as recruiting kids that are good at video games. So it's like rehearsal for real life. So it's like that's what they're trying to turn the world into. Almost like those movies they have, The Purge, where one day a year you get to go crazy and do whatever you want to do. It's like that's what they're trying to do. That's what they're trying to turn the world into.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Because you know what? I also believe too that yeah, they trying to divide the world, and the world is not paying attention. They're conquer and divide. You know what I'm saying? When people start going into this metaverse, they will stop socializing as much because they'll be in the house in the virtual reality. Or, I mean, you might could take the virtual reality outside, but they are going to, this is going to be an adult thing. Watch the adults. They go cling to this because they can go in there. They can gamble. They can do this. They can do whatever they want to in this virtual reality, and he wants to make it fun for them so that they will like it. So this is going to catch a lot of people up. This megaverse, you watch. It won't stop crime. I don't know if it'll stop crime or not, but I do know it's going to get a whole lot of adults' attention. And I know that they, once they find out that this is a playground they can go into and do a lot of things that they shouldn't be doing, this is going to draw a lot of them in there, a lot. This will be almost like, I'm just saying, for example, when those pedophiles come online and be trying to lure the kids in, this will be luring the adults in. They will get away from going and visit as much as they used to because they'll be in this virtual reality. They won't even trip off of maybe relationships anymore because they're going to take that human, they mess it with your human thing. What is it called? The human inside of you where you connect with people. We always have to connect with humans. You know, we don't necessarily have to connect with a robot because we wasn't made for a robot. We make robots. So the robot is not made for our use as far as a woman or a man being a partner, but they got that artificial stuff in that metaverse waiting for you too. So I'm just saying that's a fake reality. It's going to get a lot of people on the wrong track going to hell. This is not a good thing. I don't think it's a good thing for people. But we go find out how this is going to make people more divided, and more people will not want to come together as much. They're going to take away your social life. You're going to be in the house more isolated. You know how people say I want to work from home? So you'll be able to do everything from home. You know what I'm saying? Except for when you want to go out. So they're doing that. So that means they're trying to dehumanize us, you know, from talking and being with each other. We have to pay attention to all the signs and the clues, because this is not human. That's not, those are not human feelings. Only a person with no heart or a person that's cold would do something like that, take your reality from you and give you something fake. And then you start, you start believing in that and accepting that. Once you guys start believing in this mega metaverse and accepting it, because they're going to have it where you can buy in there too, just like, you know, you buy online now. You'll be able to go in there and buy as well.
So all this
Bitcoin.
Stuff, and I mean, huh?
Bitcoin.
Amen.
This
Bitcoin.
Is what you're talking
okay.
about, which sounds like the Matrix, you know, combine that with Bitcoin. Remember, we're all looking for the mark of the beast, and you can't buy or sell without the mark of the beast, right?
Right,
and
right.
This Bitcoin, which does not make sense to me. People have explained it to me, and it still doesn't make sense to me. There's no need for it. So what's it all about? What's the crave? But it's international. One world currency, remember? Everything you're saying, everything about Elder Prevost is saying, we're right on point. This is it's unfolding in front of our face.
Right. Unfolding right before us. And it will swallow us if we don't pay attention to what's happening. We have a lot on our plate what's going on. We're dealing with a pandemic. We're dealing with COVID-19. We're dealing with these shots. They're offering booster shots. They want to boost your kids now. They want to pay you to give your kids a shot. So, you know, they're doing a whole lot. You know what I'm saying? They're talking about resetting the economy. We in hyperinflation. Hyperinflation is not just regular inflation. That means that's inflation they put in place. Everything that's happening to us is being put in place. None of this is by chance. All of this has been planned, whether we want to accept it or not. A lot of people don't want to accept that. That they want to always dominate and run us. If we knew our education, you would know that they are not going to give up that power. But guess what? The powers that be are not going to continue to let them rule. So no matter what way they come, the Bible will be fulfilled, and they will have to pay for their sins towards the race, God's chosen people. So they're trying to buy time. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to buy time, so they're doing. Some of them are doing some things to try to offset what is coming down the pipeline on them. So they're trying to give, you know, black people a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But that is not going to erase what you did to the culture, to God's people. That's not going to erase anything. But a lot of them believe that if they do something nice towards our culture or our race, that maybe, just maybe, they won't fall into the same categories of the people that have mistreated God's elite and what their consequences are going to be. It was a minister on YouTube, and he was a Caucasian minister, and he said out of his mouth in his congregation, and he had a mixed congregation, and he told them, let me tell you something, leave the black people alone. This came out of his mouth. He said, you guys don't know what is coming down the pipe. You have messed with the wrong people. This is out of his mouth. You have messed with the wrong people, and if you knew what was coming down the pipeline, you would be so scared. He told them, you would be so scared because you are messing with God's people, and you think that you are going to not pay for what you've done to them? All these years, he say, oh, yeah, it's coming. He told him, you white people, be scared. And he was white. He said, I'm white myself, and I'm telling you, be scared because it's coming. And he told his whole congregation, you should have saw all the Caucasian people in his church looking at him like, I can't believe he's saying this in front of all these people, talking about we should be scared. We doomed, God go get us. And he said, yeah, I'm talking to you white people. I'm talking to you. You know who you are. You racist in your heart. I mean, he was really on his congregation, and he told them how they are. And he said, I know how you are. I know the different kind of ways that you can come. I mean, he was just putting their business out there, letting them know. And all they did was just looked at him like, I can't wait until this is over because I'm ready to, you know, disappear or whatever. But they felt a certain type of way. But, you know, all the Afro-American people in the audience was, you know, saying amen, and they knew. But the other people didn't know because they are not educated, or they want to close their eyes to our situation. But it's not going anywhere. It's not going anywhere. So they can do whatever, government can do whatever they want to. What is coming is coming. Dark times, dark ages is coming. Before we get through that tunnel and see this light that's going to connect us to the next event that's coming up. But the third millennium is coming. It's coming very soon. According to the according to the scripture, according to the Bible, if you do the counting back, the third millennium is not far off. It's between 2028 and 2030. And I'm not saying no dates or nothing of nothing, anything happening. I'm just letting you know that will be the third millennium. And if you look in your Bible, you will know what happens in the third millennium, what's supposed to start happening. Amen. But that's where we are. And this metaverse is in on it. So don't think it's not. Mark Zuckerberg, he never keeps his word about anything. He said that we had protection in our privacy, and he gave up all the information in Facebook to the government and whoever else wanted our information. He leaked it and then apologized. And that was not that was done on purpose. That wasn't like he didn't want it to happen. He knew it was going to happen. He has to play ball with them. He has to play ball with the government. And he has to do certain things. So if he want to stay in his position playing, he needs to also play ball with them. And that's how that works. But I'm just letting you know. So he wants to build your trust up again for this metaverse. And he said, we're going to create it together. So, of course, he might send you a survey, ask you questions, what you want inside of it, what you want to see. But they're, like I said, they're like 3D. And the picture, you can walk in the picture. It comes at you. It's very realistic, the sounds and everything. So when you guys get a chance, I'm just saying, if you ever get a chance, I don't know if you want to go on it or see how it functions, or YouTube might show how it's going to, how the different apps they're going to have for you to go in there and do different things that you want to do. So people can take a look at it that way. But I just know that this is not leading to anything good. This is just the beginning. He's trying to wrap it in a bow and make it seem like it's good for people to do, but it's going to divide the people. The people won't be as close to each other, as bonding as they should be. They're going to be bonding more with machines and apps that they put up. So we have to watch out for all that. All that is going to kill your spirit inside, because all of these apps, they say witches and demons from the record label, from the entertainment label, all the way up into Hollywood, actors and actresses, they say they put spells and all kind of stuff on these records when rappers be rapping. And they do the same thing with the movies. You see all this stuff happening, like, for an example, the Alec Baldwin accident. Every couple of few years, somebody gets shot by a gun or something on the set, you know. So these things are something that you got to watch out. And the people in the industry are saying it's real, the witchcraft and everything. So it's a dark place there. And metaverse, even though it might come out cute, I don't think it's going to be really too much difference once it gets up and starts getting running very well. It's going to turn into a different creature after it gets up and starts running. It's probably going to turn into something else, I'm sure. That's what I think the universe is, but I'm going to wait and see, like everybody else, what happens. People will tell you the experience, because a lot of people are going to go on the line, and they're going to go in there, and they're going to go experience so they can see for themselves, which is a good thing. I'm not telling you to stay, but you could go in there and look around and see exactly what, you know, what he's talking about if you want to have that experience. But that's not a reality. That's not a reality that makes sense for people with a conscience. This is people that are cold to me, that are cold, and maybe some other things. It could be a mixture. It could be entertainment, and then it could be something else as well. So it could go both ways. But I'm just telling people to understand. You need to understand this new thing coming out, this metaverse. And it's, they trying to get you sold on the metaverse like they getting you sold on the jab. So you're going to have to make very good choices and know what you're doing when you get. Power more than what we thought. But they are coming to continue on towards that mark. Everything is leading towards that mark. Everything is leading towards that mark, amen? So do I have anyone else online that may have some information that they would like to share or comment? Amen?
Well, this is the Prevost again. I wanted to make another comment about during this pandemic and everything, basically we've been letting the government and people lie to us. Like they're telling us stuff that don't make no sense. For one example, they told us it was a shortage on chicken wings. Remember back they were saying there was a shortage on chicken wings? And that I didn't think about it until I heard a comedian say, how can it be a shortage on chicken wings and not a shortage on chicken? Like, if we're short on the chicken wings, we should be, it comes with two wings, two thighs, two legs. Why is this not a shortage on chicken overall, but it's a shortage on chicken wings? Like, stuff though, like, that may not seem like a big thing to everybody, but to me, that's like, that makes no sense.
Right. They want to see where your thinking is at. See what I'm saying? Common sense. We have to figure out, like, some people need to know what normal is and what isn't normal. Because what a lot of people think is normal isn't normal. You know what I'm saying? Is it mm-hmm. your normal or is it reality's normal? You see what I'm saying? What the masses are used to. So that's what I'm saying. So it's like they trying to mess with your thinking and seeing if you got common sense. Because people that got common sense, they'll think before they do something. Because, I mean, just like he said, there's a shortage on chicken wings, but you have to have a chicken in order to get the wings off of it. So it should have been a shortage on the chicken, period. But they just talking about wings. So they want to see if you smart enough to say, that don't even make no sense. Now there's something
unless
like that,
code.
I couldn't believe that because it don't make no sense.
Unless it's a code.
Okay.
Whoever, something.
Okay.
You understand how that works, right?
Yeah.
Like, say, for instance, in World War II, we sent messages over the radio into Germany just by saying stupid stuff that didn't make sense, you know. Aunt Shirley had three kids, you know, something that really don't make sense, but that's the codes. And conspiracy is big and wild. That could be a code.
So they talking in codes right in front of our face.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. And that's an acceptable answer. That can be an acceptable answer.
Wow.
Okay. So so when they telling us right now, we know that they invented the hyperinflation. Okay. They raised up the gas, and their reason was that was in the summertime, but it's still raised. Right now, the gas is still raised. They have not dropped the price. The price should have dropped, but they haven't dropped it. So they just telling us just because the boats are sitting in the dock, they docked at the, where the longshoremen pick up the load and deliver it. So they're at the dock. They're saying all the shipment is still in the bay, sitting at the dock. Why are they not moving it? They're not moving it on purpose because they're saying that it's not enough truck drivers, and truck drivers are saying here that's not true because we're down there at the docks and we're waiting to get our loads, but they have one crane they're using. And that one crane picks up, I guess, one load, and it takes an hour for them to bring the load over to the truck or something. And I'm like, this doesn't even make sense. That didn't even make sense because how you going to have a harbor with all this stuff in the bay waiting to come in all the way around the harbor, and you got one crane out there moving slowly, and these drivers are saying they sitting out there all day waiting just to get a load. And this depends on how they – so they're doing this stuff on purpose. They have to be.
Yeah.
Daryl,
yeah.
Are they not doing this on purpose?
You know they're doing it on purpose. I mean, the first point to make is how many piers do we have to take in ships? And they got all these ships sitting off the coast of California. Well, for all that, if I were the captain of the ship and I wanted to get my load up, I'd just go around, go through the Panama Canal, and come up the East Coast. How many piers we got over here? I'm right outside of Philadelphia, and we got like maybe five piers right around us to take in international shipping. So you know this is man-made, intentional, and it doesn't make any sense. But it's something that they're doing. And remember, the oil control, basically controlled by OPEC, okay?
Right.
And OPEC says how much oil to pull up and how much oil to slow down, because they want a certain amount of revenue per day no matter what. And so they say, oh, well, this ship lost 1 million gallons of oil, so we got to raise the price today to pay for that, because they still want their money. And remember who OPEC is. And now you're going directly into the Bible. You see what I'm saying? It's all,
right.
all man-made, and this is all part of our scheme. Remember, also, the Masons, you know, the Masons is this guy in the 1800s wrote out a plan for 3 world wars, okay, and bring about their great leader. And many of our government leaders in this country and around the world are part of this. And the Masons have different, some of them, they don't call themselves Masons. I can't call all the different names. Some people call them, the Illuminati or something. I don't know if the Illuminati is true. But they do have different, like, branches of the Masons. And you have to be in a certain one. And the Masons, you know, it's deep. And the Masons is down into Satanism, and they do want to bring about one world order where they are in control. And that goes right back to your Persians and your Arabs over there. In other words, that goes right back to OPEC.
Right. So they're saying that we're going to have a food shortage, but they are going to plan the food shortage, because they said that they have these shipments sitting in the water with food and everything, and they are not releasing them to the store as planned on time. So they're getting behind like a couple of days turned into a couple of weeks. You know what I'm saying? And that's how, if we have a food shortage, it's because they plan it, because they allowing those shipments to sit in the water while they tell us that we having a food shortage and it's coming down the pipe, when they won't even go and bring shipment in. So all this stuff is pre-planned. Even the food shortage, all this is pre-planned too. And they buying up the land, all the rich people buying up the farmland from the farmers. And they want to have control of the food. So they're going to grow the food. Then they can give you the price they want you on the food, and they can control all that. And you will either have to buy it, or either you have to go get your own homestead and do your own thing, like a lot of people are doing. So they're buying up the food, they're buying up the water rights, they're buying up the land and the land rights. So they are trying to, in other words, it's like playing tic-tac-toe. They try to get you in every move that you make. They want to be able to control it. And they're doing a good job of it, too.
They playing Monopoly?
Exactly. We play a real-life Monopoly. We play a real-life Monopoly, and it has gotten extreme. It has gotten extreme. So that's where we are. We are playing real-life Monopoly, or some people might say chess. But anyway, it's getting real out here, because they want control, and they go get it by any means necessary. And they feel like it's okay, so if you don't take this jab, we're going to get you another way, but we really going to try to get you to get this jab. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not saying the jab is bad. I'm not saying it's good, but I'm looking at it like this. Okay, so far, since everybody has been, since this pandemic has been out, they have came up with a booster shot that's supposed to come behind it. So how many shots all together are you supposed to take? Is it 3 shots? Is it 2 shots? How many shots are you supposed to take in order not to get sick from COVID? And then they did a survey where they tested people that were already had COVID, and they tested positive, but they already had the shot and the booster shot. So if that shot is supposed to protect you, how is it that you still have the shot and they say that you are, you know, you're still positive for the COVID when you didn't have the booster and the regular shot? So is the shot really protecting you? That's what I'm asking.
Because how many shots do you need in order to be protected? That's where I'm confused. Because at first they came out and said, okay, we got this one shot you can take, and then we got this two shots you can take. Now they're talking about a booster to come behind what they did. So evidently they didn't do something right. That's the reason why they're giving you a booster. So how many shots is the average person taking? 2 to 3 shots now. Is that correct?
Yep, that's correct.
For now, because they don't know, because they're fighting. They're fighting. You know, the pandemic that the angels unleashed on Earth. You know, think about it. It's not over. But
no, it's not.
The shots are helpful. Don't get it wrong. Okay, this shot that's only helping against this specific disease, you know, is can't maybe. Doesn't keep you from getting it, but it lessens the chance of it killing you. Okay? And now, even the shots that we've already been taking for years don't necessarily keep us from getting, let's say, just for instance, the common cold. But maybe that common cold isn't so bad that it totally devastates you. If you understand what I'm saying, the only one that they completely eradicated, or they say they completely eradicated, was polio. And if they're scared now that could get loose. So, you know, the shots is good. The shots, a lot of people want to think the shots are the mark of the beast. No, these shots aren't the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast won't let you know it's the mark of the beast. It's going to be plain and clear. And you're going to, people that's going to deny that it's the mark of the beast, it's only because they want to deny that it's the mark of the beast, because they ain't going to care, whatever.
Right. Well, my thought on that is... Okay, go ahead.
I was just going to say... my opinion about the shot, I haven't gotten the shot yet. I don't know if I'm going to get it because I understand what Brother Darryl is saying, but I'm like you, I'm confused about it because I'm like down here in Arlington, every time somebody dies of COVID-19, they report it on the news. And if the news has been reporting people that have had the two shots and the booster shot dying from COVID-19, like they catching it and they die. So I question whether or not the shot even works. Like people that have the shot that say, well, I got the shot and I haven't gotten it. It makes me wonder if you're just not immune. Some people are naturally immune to these diseases that are out and they don't catch it. So
you could think
the shot is working, but really your body is already immune to it. Like I really feel like everybody that if you've been around, there ain't no doubt that we've been around the COVID-19, and some of us caught it, and if we got sick. Like I remember I got sick in December, but right before it was like coming out real big, like in 2019, me, my kids, we all got sick. We thought we had the flu, but the doctor said it wasn't the flu. We didn't know what it was. We were just sick. And then 2 months later, they started talking about COVID-19. And we started thinking maybe we could have contracted it, and we just didn't die from it. Then my daughter, she caught COVID-19, and she didn't have to shot anything, but ain't nothing like, she lost her sense of taste for a couple of days, but she got it all back. So it's like, I feel like I don't know if it works. That's the whole thing. I don't know if it works because people, I don't see how you can get all three shots in the booth, like Jesse Jackson, his wife, Colin Powell. Colin Powell just died. We just had a memorial for Colin Powell, and he had he had all three shots. So I just don't know if it works or not.
Exactly. And this is what I say. This is what they try to sell us on. They try to sell us on this one shot fits all. And it's no such thing as one shot fits all. Because black people, we got different melons than the Caucasian people. Caucasian people got different melon from, I'm just saying, from Chinese people or whatever. So I don't think they trying to tell us it's a one shot fits all. But it don't fit all. Because some people can be carriers of the disease, like these people are carriers of AIDS and other diseases. They carriers, but they don't get it themselves, but they can pass it to other people. So the same thing with this disease. They can be carriers, and they can give it to other people, and it don't affect them. Why don't people not thinking like that? Because you can be immune to something and it won't bother you, but other people, it might flare them up or do something different. You see what I'm saying? So I believe that you could be a carrier of this thing too and not even know it. And then, you know what I'm saying? You might come in contact with other people and they might get sick. It could be something like that as well. But you're not showing any signs or symptoms or anything. So that's what I'm saying. It could be like that too. I think they missed the label in this stuff because they want to hurry up and get it out quickly because they never had a chance to see what the side effects or any of this stuff was because they had to get something out quickly to us because of what they put in the air. So they figure that if they give us this right here, this will combat it, you know, help us with it or whatever. But I'm just saying, it must not, I think that I'm still watching it because it was a young man that came on and said his cousin had been offered a job. And in order to get the job, he had to get the shot so he could get the job. Well, his cousin went and got the shot. And before he went and got the job, he died. Wow. So he went to go get the shot to go get the job. And before he could start work, he died. Because he went and got the shot. I mean, they putting it with the shot because nothing was wrong with him before. And then after he got the shot, he just up and died the day before he was supposed to start work. So I'm just saying, do you see how this can be? You could be a carrier of something. So I'm just saying that's a possibility too. But it's also a possibility that this shot is not protecting everyone. That's why some people that didn't have the shot three times and still have COVID. So you can still have it. They don't even know how it's really working. So, I mean, they're trying to encourage you the best way they can for you to take the shot. But then if that's not working, we're going to follow up with a booster. So what are they doing? They don't even know. They sound like they playing around with people's lives to me because they really don't know, but they want to know, and they want to be able to give you some good information, but they can't. That's why you can't sue them. If you die from COVID or anything, you can't sue the hospital or anybody that attended to you when you were sick with COVID. You can't sue the hospital or the government. So when you can't sue somebody for something, that just means they don't want to take responsibility because it could be that they might be the culprit behind it. So if they put themselves in a position where you can't do anything to them and they leaving the rest of it out there, other than that, it can't touch us, but it can go in any other direction. That's a bunch of crap when it came from that direction. So I'm just saying, I pay attention to stuff like that too. So if they were responsible in so many ways for this, but they don't want to be held responsible when it comes to people losing loved ones or they giving you a shot and not knowing what that shot is going to do, then they keep keeping their butt covered, but they leaving you out here like pawns in a game. So we're pawns to be used. We don't matter. So they give it to everybody so it won't look like they're giving it to a certain group of people or something like that. So we give it to everybody. It won't fit everybody, but we at least get to give everybody the shot. And then everybody is now picking up. A lot of people are picking up, waking up, saying, like, this not even working. I got the shot, and I'm still, you know, I still caught the COVID. I'm still testing positive. So that shot really didn't do anything. So that's what I'm saying. The shot can be good for some people. Now, some people know that the shot has helped them. It could have helped them. So they can testify to that because if they say the shot helped them and they believe it, then they know the shot helped them. Okay, but the other people that saying that, you know, it didn't help my friend or it didn't do that, and that could be true too. So I don't believe that shot fit everybody like they're saying, but a lot of people believe it is because the government said it. And just because the government said it don't mean it's so, but a lot of people, you know, what else they feel like, what else they got to go off. You can do your own research and see what these people are doing and what they're giving you, you know, so you can dig a little bit deeper because everything has to be written and kept somewhere. So we know we should be looking at these things. Amen. But, yeah, but this Megaverse thing, this is something else. This is a whole new animal coming out, and the animal is coming out, like, it is going to be a good thing for the people. But people, you guys better watch out, unless you want to be dehumanized, because I do believe if you mess with this thing, whatever it is, over a period of time, it's got to be doing something to you. If you steady going back, it's like you hooked on an addiction. Anything that you like and you keep going back to it, it's called an addiction. So I'm just saying, like you say, your kids be on the games all the time, playing them games. They love them games, and parents spend hundreds getting them games. So the kids like it. They look forward to it. It's going to be the same thing with this Megaverse when it come out, and they start popping out and jumping out saying happy birthday, this and that. Yeah, it's going to come to you friendly, but I'm telling you, it's going to be your worst nightmare probably down the road. But it has to start off in a positive way. And this is how they're going to get a lot of people together. That's how they're going to get a lot of people together. And you know what? You guys better watch out, because remember about Jim Jones? He led people. So you got to be careful of these people coming out with all this new age stuff, with all kind of spells and everything on it, and people just think it's just going to be friendly and it's going to be good. We don't know. You just got to wait and watch. Don't be too quick to jump on the bandwagon. The Bible says we are supposed to watch and pray. He didn't say we're supposed to jump at the newest thing that come out, the newest trend, because a lot of these trends is trash, okay? A lot of these trends is trash, and you don't hop on every trend that come out. So I'm just saying. So we know it's coming. And he's already announced it. So this is something we can all look at. And, I mean, it's not, like I said, there's nothing wrong with investigating, looking at it, seeing how it operates. But you go know your discernment will tell you which way to go. Your discernment will tell you which way to go. Amen? Any more questions? Any more questions or anything anybody want to contribute to the metaverse that you may know something about that we haven't? Because this is something new that's evolving and coming out now. So it's still in the work. It'll be out soon. I'm sure 2022 is going to be released. So we just have to just wait until it's going to be released and see what happens. And I'm sure he's probably going to charge maybe a fee for it. I'm sure, because it's going to be 3D and you're going to be able to do a lot of things in there. So he's going to have some plans for you. You'll probably have regular, then you'll probably have maybe premium, and then you'll have maybe supreme, something like that, where you can do more things. But I just can't wait to see, because I know everything that I thought about it is probably going to be true. So I'm just going to wait for this monster to come out, take a look at it, and see everything that it does. And I will be back to tell you that if you haven't beaten me there already to see. But other than that, I don't think it's really a good thing, but I think it's leading into what is supposed to happen down the line. This is a stepping stone in that direction that's going to get us there faster, you know, speeding up faster the next step that we're supposed to take. Amen. So at this time, do we have anyone with any testimony or anyone that have a prayer request? Amen. Okay. Well,
wait a minute. God's been good to me.
All right. Let's hear it.
Don't you know, I started this job back in, was it July, I think it was, or June. I come up with my 6 months on December 6th. December 1st, I come up with my 6 months. Now, don't you know they done gave me? They don't break it into days. They break it into hours. They said you got 40 hours of vacation time, and one of the guys said I should have 45 because we get paid on a 45-hour week. So I got to look into that. And I had 27 hours of personal time. Now it could be backwards. It could be this 27 hours of vacation and 40 hours of personal. Whatever. I don't care. I was able to take off because I said, well, I got to get my chest x-ray to doctor once in December. So I'll take off that day because I got to use this stuff by the end of the year. I got to use it all by the end of the year. I can only carry over one personal day. And since I'm a veteran, I was able to take off yesterday for Veterans Day. And, boy, if I didn't enjoy it.
And amen.
God is good. I didn't even know I had that much benefits.
Look at all the benefits that you got from your job. Amen. Look at all the benefits you got from your job. Look at that. That's what I'm talking about. Look at them heavenly benefits. Look, and you talking about some heavenly benefits. That's your earthly benefits you got, but you also need to be clocking up some benefits for them heavenly benefits, too. We got heavenly benefits, too, now.
If it wasn't God,
amen.
I wouldn't be getting those earthly benefits.
That's right. That's right.
It seems like it's coming from this way or that way. It seems natural. God orchestrates everything. He got everything planned. My footsteps are orders of the Lord. Phew. Bam.
Amen.
You walk
in
the footsteps that God laid out for you, blessings just fall on you. When you step aside from the footprints that God laid out for you to follow, you got problems. You're going to step on nails. You're going to walk in the thorns. You know, you walk where God says, everything's smooth. You're riding on a Cadillac.
There you go. Amen. Amen. So I want to bring something to the platform. Yes, God has been good. He has really been good. Amen. So I just want to thank God for all the goodness that he has performed in my life as well. Amen. I have no complaints. I'm just thankful, and he is just good, and I can't stop thanking him enough. My business is really picking up now. Wow. I mean, I am just busy. I be running on Friday now to get here and just somewhere so I can talk. You know what I'm saying? But God is really opening up doors. Amen. And blessings, blessings. So, yes, I'm looking forward to 22 because it is really, really nice. I can say nice. God is good. Yes, he is. Amen. So I always got something good to report. God is just good. And I just got to give him the glory and the praise for it because he deserves it, and he's worth every praise that comes out of my mouth. Amen. Amen. So I want to say a prayer.
I thank God that I'm here. God giving me another day. He's blessed with another day. And I'm glad I'm here on the line with you guys. And I'm looking for a better 2022. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody else have any prayer requests?
Dominique.
Or any praise reports? Amen.
Yes, this is Brother Warren, and I just wanted to give thanks because I've been fortunate enough to be blessed not to catch any of the COVID and everything so far so good, and I'm looking forward to the new year.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Brother Warren. Anyone else? Well, amen. So I'm going to say this prayer. I want to say this closing prayer over each and everyone online. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I ask that you protect each and every one of us. Lord Jesus, you are the bread of life. Let us feast on you and find nourishment for our souls. You are the light of the world. Let us follow you out of the darkness. You are the door. Let us enter the Father's presence in your name. You are the good shepherd. Let us rest in your provision. You are the resurrection and life. Let us find life and victory in you. You are the way, the truth, and life. And let us love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We pray this in your name. Amen. We want to thank everyone today for coming. We enjoyed your presence, and we send love and blessings with you and the love of Christ. With a hedge of protection until we meet next week, same prayer line, same prayer time. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. I want to thank everyone for coming on today. Today is Friday, I want you guys to have a great weekend. Be blessed. Be covered in the blood of Jesus. And I also send blessings to my enemies. And I also send you back to where you come from in the name of Jesus. Amen. So I'll see you guys next Friday, same time, on the same number. Next Friday. You guys have a great weekend. Take care of one another. Be safe. And guess what? I love you anyway. And ain't nothing you and nobody else do about it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. I love you anyway, regardless. Amen.
You guys have a beautiful weekend and take care.
You guys have a great weekend. Take care.
God bless.
God bless.
You are the last party in the conference.
Around 2 p.m. local time Sunday, police pulled over Wright. The police chief says they stopped Dante Wright because he had an expired registration on his license plate. The release footage begins minutes into the stop and shows police walking up to the car, and then Wright is seen stepping out of his vehicle. Police then try to take Wright into custody after discovering he has an outstanding warrant. The video shows Wright begins to resist as cuffs are placed on him, and he gets back into the vehicle.
As I watch the video and listen to the officer's commands, it is my belief that the officer had the intention to deploy their taser, but instead shot Mr. Wright with a single bullet. This appears to me, from what I viewed and the officer's reaction and distress immediately after, that this was an accidental discharge that resulted in the tragic death of Mr. Wright. The officer is currently on administrative leave.
Wright drove several blocks before hitting another vehicle, according to police. Police and medical personnel attempted life-saving measures following the crash, but Wright died at the scene. Wright's mother, Katie, told CNN affiliate Care TV she was on the phone with her son before the shooting. It's unclear to CNN how Katie Wright knew police had hung up the phone. Protests erupted in a suburb outside Minneapolis in the aftermath of the shooting. Hundreds taking to the streets Sunday night, clashing with police. The National Guard was also on the scene. The situation turned violent. Crowds marching toward the police department swarmed police cars and started destroying them. Police moved in to disperse the crowds. The chief of police also said bricks and frozen soda cans were thrown at officers, injuring one who was taken to the hospital. And while one group stayed at the police department, a second group of protesters went to a strip mall where businesses were broken into and looted.
We recognize that this couldn't have happened at a worse time.
The city of Brooklyn Center is only about 10 miles from where former police officer Derek Chauvin is on trial for the killing of George Floyd. The chief of police says he released the footage to be transparent and became emotional when I asked what was on his heart.
I'm the leader of this department. They expect me to lead, create a safe city. That's what I'm trying to do. So that's it. Okay. And, yeah, I'm emotional.
Adrian, for the officer who shot Dante Wright, what is their status in the department? Are they still on active duty?
The officer who shot Dante Wright is on administrative leave, but members of the community are calling for her to be fired, and they're also asking, they say demanding, the chief of police in Brooklyn Center resign.
Wright's aunt spoke in an incredibly compelling interview with our colleague Don Lemon about her nephew, about what happened to him. Her words are nothing short of heartbreaking. Watch this.
Everybody's hurt. This is a young man that had life in front of him. He had a son. How can I explain that? I can't explain it. My family is hurt. You've seen his mother. And for 1 minute, y'all, don't forget that my brother, he's there as well, his father. This is not a broken home. This is not a broken home. They've been together over 23 years. Over 23 years they've been together. My brother has been there. Please do not disregard his feelings because my brother is in pain.
What went through your mind when you heard the police chief say that the officer fired the gun by mistake? She intended to use her taser.